Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Centralia Panther head wrestling coach Luke Granke after the Panthers hosted Southern Boone and Moberly for an evening of high school wrestling. Well, coach, tough night and a very close night. It looks unofficially, it looks like you beat Southern Boone 60-18 and lost by 1 point to Moberly, if I get this right.
I believe that is correct, yeah.
Who had you on the edge of your seat tonight, sir? What matches?
Well, I think the marquee match of the evening was for sure at the girls 155. Moberly has a returning state champion in Bree Gibbs, who's a phenomenal wrestler. And we have J.C. Shelton, who's a terrific freshman who's got, you know, a crazy amount of accolades. And J.C. went down 5-0 and was able to show a lot of grit, a lot of determination, and battle back and end up taking that match.
Yes, she did. It was definitely one to remember. Versus Moberly, started out pretty great. Blake Bodine, Robinson, Sudarth with a technical fall, Bryson with a very fast pin, as well as Dubes. Was it just kind of the fortunes of wrestling tonight?
Moberly's got a good squad. They were ready to wrestle, and they were able to get bonus points in several different spots. We wrestled tough. I think one of the deeper weights of the evening was definitely 144. Weston Ward had two quality opponents, and he was able to get two gritty decisions for us.
Yes, he was. Talk about Lewis Sudarth a little bit. He seems to be coming through for you. Still, consistently.
Yeah, great wrestler. Tremendous accolades as a youth wrestler coming up through our youth program. You know, he's got siblings that have wrestled and demonstrated a lot of success for us. He is an individual that we kind of figured out that we've got to just take a step back and let him do his thing. And if we see something we need to correct, we'll do it in the wrestling room. We're just going to sit in the chair and kind of cheer him on and let him do his thing.
So, Charlie Robinson did some good work for you tonight, too, I believe.
Yeah, another great freshman that has really blossomed in our wrestling room this year. At the beginning of the year, he struggled with a few things. He's worked really hard, identified them as weaknesses, and he's absolutely turned them into strengths.
You got some good action tonight also out of people with the last name of Atkinson.
Yeah.
Wyatt and Waylon.
Yeah. Waylon had a tough opponent there at the end. Wyatt had a tough opponent. Like I said, that good wrestler on Moberly squad that wrestled Wyatt. They wrestled each other at the beginning of the year. Wyatt won 4-2. We went down 5-0 or 7-1, whatever it may have been. We gave up a 5-point move, and we battled back and made a meaningful match at the end. We put ourselves in a position to win. Just didn't quite get the victory there. But he wrestled tough, and we're going to be better off because of that. You know, those matches are what we're looking for. It's what we need to make sure that we are prepared for the postseason as much as possible.
We're about done, Coach. I know you've got to go. What lessons were learned tonight? Just don't stop. Don't quit.
Yeah, I mean, the kids are, you know, we're placing emphasis on a good attitude and good effort. We don't want the wins and the losses to define us. We just want to wrestle hard. It's okay to get out-wrestled. It's okay if somebody beats you at a wrestling match. What's not okay is to give up on yourself or feel sorry for yourself or throw in the towel. It's just more meaningful to make sure that you convince yourself that you did your best and you wrestled really hard for every second that you were on the mat.
What's next for the Panthers, sir?
Next Friday, we go to Mexico for a duel on the boys' side, and the girls go to the Gary Haig Invitational in Brookfield on Friday, and then Saturday the boys will be at Brookfield for a tournament.
Good luck on the road, Coach Luke Granke, and thank you for speaking to Fireside Guard Live.
Thank you.